I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with Rosalie Smith and Regina Parkinson, co-founders of the Lucky Art Fair. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here today.
All right, so we're going to start out pretty simple. How did the Lucky Art Fair come into being?
So it was like a very New Orleans beginning. I ran into somebody I hadn't seen for years in a bar, and he was like, hey, I have this friend who's developing a hotel and he wants artists to like do something with it before it finishes being renovated. And I was like, I just didn't believe him for a second. But then I like had this idea 3 weeks later, like watching like Art Basel happen and like kind of just have feeling this like growing frustration with the way that like political currents and like the themes that are the art world focuses on like kind of evolve and become more progressive with time. But the way that the financial structure continues to only serve like a really select group of people and like remains stagnant. So what ends up happening with our model is that artists are paid via donations that we get, as which we ask as a sliding scale entrance fee. And then the donations are prorated based on the artist's individual sales. So we ended up being able to pay artists between $150 and $550 for their contributions to the fair. And we worked with over 30. So that felt really great.
I really do love one of the taglines you had on your poster, which was radical equity in income and opportunity. And I think that that's really important. I was wondering if you could talk about kind of like finalizing that tagline and really enacting that, making it happen in action.
I think it's radical to acknowledge the financial needs of artists. I think a lot of other art organizations in the city that are kind of trying to do similar work as us are focusing on including a diverse group of artists, as we also are. But that ability to sustain a livelihood just through like financial support is rarely acknowledged. Like maybe these opportunities like shows or workshops or mentorship are given, but that doesn't equate like actual money, yeah, like in people's hands. And Lucky ended up having about a little over 30% of our artists were people of color, and a little over 30% were people who were born and raised in Louisiana or New Orleans. And I think that that's really important. It's a number, those are both numbers that we would like to be a lot higher in the future in order to really achieve the radical equity that we're searching for.
Well, now comes the point. You've had these events in June. What are you looking at for the future? How do you see this event and organization growing?
We're very excited about the future of Lucky. Yeah. Because this was successful in the ways that we wanted it to be, we feel pumped and ready to do it again. So we have some smaller shows that we are hoping to put together over the course of the next year. And then we've got our eye on trying to do Lucky 2.0, the next Lucky, about this time next year or even next fall. What that involves is finding the right space. So we are on the lookout for developers that really liked our project and think that it would help their space, developers that are invested in connecting on a deeper level with those people creating in the city.
I want to mention that, well, Kate McCurdy, who's also here in the studio, is one of our co-organizers, and she had the idea of doing a Lucky Art Fair fashion show. So that's another thing that's sort of on, and we would structure that similarly.
Just for people that are interested in you, where can they find out more information?
Our website is www.luckyartfair.com, and our Instagram is at Lucky Art Fair, so we're pretty easy to find.
That was Rosalie Smith and Regina Parkinson, co-founders of the Lucky Art Fair. Well, thank you so much for being here.
We're so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
For NOLA V and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.